Hi out there, this is Heather Vickery, and you've tuned in to the Brave Files podcast. So if you are a regular listener of our show, you know that we often, at least once annually, have a special gratitude episode. That episode typically airs on Thanksgiving, but we moved it to this special New Year's Eve episode because we felt like it would really be a magical way to close out this very challenging year and welcome in new opportunity and growth. We have so much to reflect on this year. There was a tremendous amount of heartache, sadness, sickness, death this year, but there were also amazing opportunities to learn and grow and stretch ourselves, to get outrageously creative, to step out of our comfort zones, to try things from a new perspective, and just to prove to ourselves how incredibly capable we actually are, from the way we connected with loved ones to how we managed to operate our businesses. I personally launched my Intentionally Brave Entrepreneurs program in early March this year, and we had no freaking clue what was about to happen, but it turned out to be the best, most loving community to help foster professional and personal growth. I am so honored to be part of that community and to help these wonderful entrepreneurs getting creative and finding ways to reinvent themselves and start these new businesses and just do amazing things. We also launched the Podcast Power Academy this year because we knew that so many people were looking for an outlet, a new way to grow and connect, and podcasting is an incredible way to do that. We had so many opportunities to try new things and fear the failing just a little bit less because somehow being home made us feel a little safe in that process. My word of the year for 2020 was trust. And wow, did I need to lean into that one. I'm really grateful for the reminder that I can and I should trust myself and the people I choose to surround myself with. I learned to trust my heart, to trust the process, to trust my own creativity and my own intuition. And I'm beyond grateful for the health of my family, which, as you may expect, is a reoccurring theme here in this episode. But I'm also grateful for the lessons and the opportunities that we may never have caught if we weren't forced to slow down. I'm grateful for the things that we learned that we didn't want in our lives or in our businesses, the things that all of a sudden were stripped from us and we realized we're not inviting them back in. There's always a gift, friends. There's always a way to find something that's good in any situation if we take the time and if we look for it. I'm grateful for the many books I enjoyed this year, the long walks that I had the opportunity to take with friends, socially distanced with masks, the sunshine that streams into my office window in the early morning light, and finishing the first draft of my new book, which is coming out in the spring. I'm grateful for all of my clients who allow me the truest joy of walking beside them on their journeys. I'm grateful to all of the amazing guests who have joined me here on the Brave Files, and to all of you for tuning into this podcast week after week and making it so worth all the hard work and effort that we put into it. I'm grateful for my beautiful family, my daughters, my partner. My goodness, they have all just shown up and kept up when it has been hard and hard and hard. And they are resilient, resilient people. And I'm so honored. I'm so honored that they get to be mine. What a joy for me. And I'm so amazingly grateful for Team Brave, for Molly, Andrew, Mary, Matt, Kim, Sabrina, and Sabra. I'd be lost without all of you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for making everything in the Brave world of mine work, from the podcast to coaching to speaking to training to writing. I am so grateful for all of you. All right, folks, let's get to the business at hand. I think you should grab a box of tissues and get ready for some happy, healing tears. Here is our New Year's Eve gratitude special.
Hi, this is Judy Rigoni, and I'm calling from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. What I'm most grateful for in 2020 is the health of my family, especially my mom and my newborn baby girl. In 2021, I hope that we can resume some more face-to-face relationships with friends and family.
Hi, my name is Sandy Weinzimmer from Ventura, California. And in 2020, I am definitely grateful for picking up the phone more and calling my parents. They are 300 miles away. Of course, we haven't been able to see them. We have seen them on Zoom, and I've been so much better about actually picking up the phone and calling, which is something I'm not usually good at. I'm grateful that we've reconnected that way as far as communication that is, you know, beyond text and email. So I'm super grateful for that, along with my whole family Zooming. And for 2021, I'm looking forward to actually seeing these people in person. Family, love, you can't do without family, and I'm really looking forward to getting to see them in person again. Thanks so much. Happy New Year.
Hi, my name is Robin Ward, and I'm calling from Los Angeles. What I'm most grateful for in 2020, my adopted baby son, Ryder, and so thankful for his birth mother, and then my entire family for their support during the process and as I've been navigating first-time mommyhood in a pandemic. What I'm most looking forward to in 2021 is hopefully being able to see my family and have Ryder spend time with my family in real life as opposed to on Zoom. And I'm most also looking forward to seeing a female vice president and seeing more diversity in our government, which will be happening very early to start the new year. So big, exciting things. And then obviously, hopefully, health and wellness and moving on the other side of this crazy COVID-19.
Hi, I'm Mike of Genuine Chit Chat, and here's a few things I've been grateful for in 2020. First of all, I'm incredibly grateful to have such a supporting, caring, and understanding partner. My girlfriend Megan, who I live with, she's been absolutely incredible over lockdown, and being with her for the last like 9 months with very little other contact from other people, because of how strong she is and amazing just generally, it's been so good for our relationship, and we've come out of lockdown basically stronger. So I really thank her for that. In addition, I want to thank all the other podcasters that I've collaborated with, all the guys in Comics in Motion where I launched a second podcast. We got a group chat going, which has been amazing over lockdown, talking about different ideas and how we can do more collaborations with shows and things. And I also want to thank everyone else in the podcasting community, on the Facebook pages, on all the different ways of people who've interacted with myself or my podcast or anything like that. The community of podcasting and podcasters has helped me a huge amount over lockdown, and that also includes you, Heather Vickery. And then last of all, I am very, very thankful that I managed to keep my job throughout the whole of lockdown and could work from home. So that kept me sane. I had money coming in. My relationship was great. And my hobbies and passions of podcasting have been thriving. So with all of that, I'm just very, very happy and thankful for the people around me. And that's the main thing I've been grateful for in 2020, because I don't know how I'd have survived without them.
This is Jeanette. I'm from Crown Point, Indiana. And this year I was most grateful for my family and all the time I got to spend with them. And I'm looking forward in 2021 to taking action on all of the things that I want to put in place to make this year, 2021, the best.
Hi, my name is Sharonda. I am calling from Illinois. I am so grateful for 2020's allowing my family the time to really get to know each other and spend time. And I know it's been frustrating at times because we've missed out it on so many things, but wow, was it nice to really get to know one another and to share movie nights and game nights and food and also, you know, our fears and our hopes and, you know, just this opportunity to have real conversation with depth and to talk about the world and what we want to do to make things better, what we would do, and what we plan on doing in 2021. I think 2020 has shaped my family to be stronger, more committed to one another, more supportive of one another, and also just given us a bit more experience with unconditional love.
which you have to have when you're in a house with someone for almost a year. So thank you for allowing me to participate, and I wish you all a happy new year.
Hi, it's Chris Barnes from Seattle, Washington. And in 2020, I was really grateful to have the family that I have surrounding me and just sharing all their love with us. For 2021, I am very excited to see more of the family that we didn't get to see in 2020.
Calling regarding the gratitude post that was on Facebook, my name is Kim. I'm from Pennsylvania. And what I am grateful for from this year of 2020 is actually the trials and the struggles that came about, because without them, I would not have taken the plot twist that I am in the midst of, and being able to now focus fully on my writing, which is faith-based, and I have a book that is due to be released here in a couple of weeks and has turned into a 3-book series. So I am grateful for the direction that God has given me through this incredibly trying year. And I am so looking forward in 2021 to continue my writing, to continue sharing my faith-based stories and getting them out into the world and having the stories land in the hands of exactly who they're meant to help provide hope, light, and encouragement, and to pull someone out of their darkness that they may be sitting in. That's what I am grateful for 2020, and I'm looking forward to in 2021.
Hi, my name is Genesis Amaris Kemp. I'm calling from Houston, Texas, and I'm most grateful for 2020 on being able to spend quality time with my dad before he passed away, and also for my book being released on May 27th. What I'm most looking forward for in 2021 is a year filled with prosperity, peace, love, and blessings, and to be able to leave a lasting impact. Thank you so much.
Hey, this is Phil Better from Invest in Yourself, the digital entrepreneur podcast up here in Montreal, Canada. And the most grateful thing I am for 2020 was the fact that I took a moment and concentrated on myself and my mental health. And I feel that taking 2 months and just focusing on myself and nothing else really helped me realign my goals for the future. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to 2021, and I'm really grateful that 2020 has happened because it's been a lot of great things. And if you ever want to listen to the podcast and learn how to become a digital entrepreneur, visit www.investinyourselfpod.com. Thank you, and have a great day.
Hi, this is Deirdre Rubink. I'm actually from Iowa, but it's a suburb of Omaha, Nebraska. Nobody knows where Camp Sloss is. So we'll say I'm from Omaha. What am I most grateful for in 2020? I know 2020 was kind of a year for everybody, and we all got handed our own gifts of garbage this year. But I'm trying not to feel guilty about this, but I am most grateful that my husband and I really got our finances in order this year. I feel guilty because everybody else is, there's so many people suffering, but my husband and I are actually more comfortable than we've been our entire marriage this year financially, and that's been such a huge blessing to us. Looking forward to in 2021, well, it not being 2020 anymore, but most of all, I am looking forward to officially launching my own business in 2021 and moving forward into the person that I need to be. So, yeah, happy 2021, and we're super excited to be moving past 2020.
Hi, my name is Andrew Olson. I'm calling in from Atlanta, Georgia. This year in 2020, I'm most grateful that my family has remained healthy and that a few new opportunities have come my way. And I'm very grateful for the future and excited to see what it holds in 2021.
Hey, this is Chrissy. I am from Charleston, South Carolina. And I am most grateful for this growing little guy in my belly. I'm currently 5 months along. He was such a blessing in 2020. We're really looking forward to welcoming him into our family in 2021. So thank you so much.
Hi, what's happening, everybody? It's Larry Roberts from the One Big Win podcast, where we take moments, put them in motion, and work our way towards our life mastery. And I wanted to let everybody know that, man, while 2020 was challenging for many, many folks out there, I'm very grateful for the fact that we have the opportunity to continue pressing forward. We have the opportunity to continue growing together and evolving and taking this challenge head on and eventually beating it. So that's something that I'm very, very grateful for. For 2021, man, it's going to be a spectacular year. I have branched out and gone solo, so I'm very excited about using podcasting, the platform that it provides, to spread a positive message of growth as an entrepreneur. So everybody look forward to 2021. I think it's going to be a tremendous year. All the signs point towards it, and I'm happy to be a part of it, and I'm excited to know that so many others are on the journey with me. Thanks so much. Bye.
Hi, my name is Kara Larricks, and I'm just responding to a post on LinkedIn. Again, to answer your questions, my name is Kara Larricks, and I am an LGBTQ matchmaker and date coach for 3-Day Rule. I'm based in Chicago, but I work with men, women, non-binary folks, and trans singles from coast to coast. And what I'm most grateful for in 2020 is the truth that love, connection, and healthy relationships have not stopped. In fact, love truly has conquered all in 2020, and it's been incredible to see. What I'm looking forward to most in 2021 is carrying out the lessons that I've learned in 2020, and so many singles have. So many singles have reprioritized what's important in a partner, perhaps where that partner is located or what kind of package that partner comes in. So in a nutshell, I see more meaningful matches that will stand the test of time on the horizon in 2021, and I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you so much for doing this and wishing you a happy new year.
Hi, this is Molly Hicks. I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska, and for 2020, I'm most grateful for the community of friends that I've met and been a part of that have helped me through the good and the bad, and just knowing I can always turn to them. Thank you to all of you. And for 2021, I'm excited to see where we all grow, all my friends and family, how my business grows, how my family grows, how my little one grows. There's a lot that'll be changing this year, and it's going to be so exciting. So thank you.
Hello, my name is Maxwell Ivey, and I'm known around the world as The Wine Blogger, and I wanted to share some thoughts on gratitude with y'all. First, I believe that gratitude is the fuel that moves us forward. So if you are using a vision board, you should add a gratitude border. Put up photos of things you've already accomplished, no matter how small, along with the things that you have on your list of things to do and accomplish in the future. Next, lots of small events happen in our lives that can be opportunities to appreciate gratitude and find good, but we often overlook them. So just recently, we had to replace the Keurig machine in our house, and I was not happy because I'm not really a fan of new things, especially because it requires me to have to learn how to operate it, whereas, you know, using the old one was routine. And as a visually impaired person, new equipment, even simple appliances, can sometimes be difficult to use. But it turns out that this machine puts out the perfect amount of water at the exact temperature for a cup of ramen. So I can just tear the paper off the top of the cup, set it underneath the machine, press start, and I get a perfectly made cup of soup. And that may not seem like much to y'all, but as a visually impaired person, when it comes to measuring or pouring, especially when it has to do with hot liquids, something like this can be difficult. And I was really appreciative and grateful to find this out. And in the past, I have avoided buying these cup of soup thingies because I wasn't sure if I could make them correctly where I would get to enjoy them. And then just one last thought on gratitude is gratitude, or finding the good or positive in your lives, it's just like anything else. You have to decide it's there, and you have to look for it until you find it. So just like your TV remote, your car keys, your wallet, or your cell phone, when it's missing, you know it's there somewhere. And even if you have to ask the family to help you look for it, you'll find it. And I like to think of the image of a man sitting on his couch. All the cushions are askew. He's got a cold drink in one hand, his remote in the other. You can see the image of his favorite show on the television. He's got a big old smile on his face. So I hope that you will make finding the positive in your life a regular practice until it becomes a habit and routine for you, and you wonder how you ever got through your day without finding something positive. Hope that helps you. Thanks, Heather, for giving me the opportunity to share a little bit with your friends on this occasion as we get close to the end of 1 year and the beginning of another one. Y'all all stay safe out there now. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, this is Barbie Hall from Seattle, Washington. And in 2020, I'm so grateful for all my friends and family who reached out despite the distance, despite all the rules and regulations, and made sure I knew that they were there and that they still care and they'll still be here next year when things get better. And in 2021, I cannot wait to hug people in public without fear of judgment and having it be legal. I cannot wait to hug people. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Connie Brown, and I'm from Brookfield, Illinois. I am so grateful for this broadcast that you're doing, and I just want to share that I'm most grateful in 2020 for the giant pause button that was put on all of our lives. It really gave me the opportunity to look at everything from my family to my business to my own self and reset and reassess. And I am so grateful for that opportunity. In 2021, I am taking with me all this momentum and change that has occurred in 2020. And I look forward to building my business and creating new energy for it and to watch it grow. Thank you very much, you guys. Have a very happy new year.
My name is Keith. I'm from Crown Point, Indiana. For 2020, clearly the thing that I am grateful for every year is our family and everyone being healthy. But for 2020 for me, the extended family that I grew with of entrepreneurs and friends who we've grown together and worked with has been, for me, one of the things that sticks out that I'm very grateful for that I didn't have going into this year. And for 2021, I'm excited to get a vaccine. I'm ready to see how everyone progresses past this pandemic and to see if people continue to be as kind and understanding and being able to relate and grow together as we go into the new year.
Hi, my name is Nita Ward. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. And Heather, I'd like to thank you for including me in your spectacular New Year's Eve episode. What am I most thankful for? Well, the list goes on. 2020 began really well. I reunited with a friend that I haven't seen in over 10 years. So we have gained our relationship once again, and I love that. I was able to spend some quality time with my sister in Florida at her new winter home, and haven't been with my sister that in that situation or that environment for many, many years, so it was just lovely. I had the pleasure of sharing Thanksgiving Day with my daughter and her partner and my four granddaughters in person, which was lovely. And while we were there, my husband and I were able to celebrate my 11-year-old granddaughter Tessa's, while she was 10, her 11th birthday, and the smile on her face when she opened her birthday gifts, I will always treasure for the rest of my life. It was so touching and wonderful. And what I'm looking forward to I'm also grateful for my health and a warm home and a loving home and food to eat. What I'm looking forward to in 2021, I'm looking forward to some cure for COVID-19, at least that the vaccine will work. I am looking forward to getting started off with a bang with my job and working hard to make things easy for my husband and I, easier for my husband and I and our children. So once again, Heather, thanks so much for including us, and we'll talk soon. Bye.
Hi, this is Jason Pinedo from South Florida. Despite this crazy year, I'm incredibly grateful for the health and well-being of my family and friends. I'm looking forward to getting back into the world in 2021. We are so anxious to get back to country concerts, football games, and traveling around the world. Happy New Year to all.
Hi, I'm Eve, a freshman in high school, and this year I'm most grateful for my family's health, and I'm looking forward to hopefully maybe being able to go to school in person at some point in 2021. Happy New Year.
Hello, my name is Samantha Campin. I am calling from Wheaton, Illinois, which is a suburb outside of Chicago. The thing I am grateful for in 2020, and I had to think about it, but really has been time with my family and having our kids home and being able to have them be home for virtual learning and homeschooling. And the thing I am looking most forward to in 2021 is growing. That's growth. Grow is going to be my word of 2021, and I just really want to grow as a person because we've learned a lot in 2020, and just grow as a person and growing our business. So that sums up 2020 and hopefully launches us into 2021. Thanks. Bye.
Hello, this is Jeff from Forest Park, Illinois, and I'm grateful for a whole lot of things. Very grateful that my wife is still healthy, and that very grateful she can work from home and is willing to work from home because she does not enjoy her work as much as I do. I'm very grateful that I'm able to work and have enough work and with enough left over so we can help out a little bit with food pantry and homeless issues. And very much looking forward to the next year where we get some vaccinations and we can hug each other again. That's what I'm very much looking forward to. All right. Happy New Year.
Hey, this is Pamela. I'm calling from Oak Park. And when I think back on 2020, I think what I am most grateful for, and there's a lot to cover in that year, but what I'm most grateful for, I think, is that I am someone who was really fortunate to have choice. I had and still have so many options in my life, and I know not everybody does, so I'm super grateful for that. And when I look ahead to 2021, there's so much I'm looking forward to, but one thing I hope for all of us as a community and all of us as a world is that we can move away from this incredible political divisiveness that has only taken us apart this past year when we so badly need to be pulling back together. So thanks for listening. Bye.
Hi, this is Jamie from Atlanta. I was just calling to say that what I was most grateful for this year was my family and for the support that I got from them in what has been a really tough year. And I am looking forward in 2021 to being able to get out and meet with more of them in person and spend time celebrating family in person as we pull out of this COVID crisis. Thanks. Bye.
Hello, fellow brave listeners. My name is Jared Spears. I am from LaGrange Highlands, Illinois. Looking back on this last year, the moment I am most grateful for is my wife and I had a beautiful baby boy named Curtis James Spears on March 22nd. Just so happens that on March 22nd, I was also putting the finishing touches on your very own Miss Heather Vickery on her bathroom we were building out for her. And she was so kind to let me go do what I had to do there. And that's by far the most grateful point of this year. Other little small area of gratefulness would be my sister and my wife. They helped me get through a lot of personal hard times this year while having personal hard times of their own, which shows how strong they really are. And I couldn't be more grateful for them. As for 2021, hoping to continue building my business, maybe even build my family a little bit more. And as long as everyone stays happy and healthy, it'll be a great year. Be brave, people. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Brett Anitra Gilbert. I live in Washington, D.C. For 2020, I am most grateful for new perspectives that I received about life in general and family and friends. And for 2021, I am looking forward to advancing some of my newfound goals and dreams that I have. So I'm very much looking forward to that. Thank you.
Hi, Heather. My name is Tim Coffey from Mason City, Iowa. I saw your posting about your grateful show, and I think that's super. I'm grateful in 2020 of having my family being healthy, and knock on wood, so far so good. And I'm looking forward to 2021 of starting my own podcast and trying to fall in behind footsteps of pathfinders like you. So have a great day, and thanks again for doing this.
Hi, this is Bernadette from Forest Park, Illinois, and I am calling to share that for 2020, I'm certainly most grateful for my health, but I'm also incredibly grateful for the challenges that I faced prior to 2020, which gave me the tools and the strength to really thrive this year. And in 2021, I am most looking forward to hugs with people that I don't live with. Looking forward to catching up with folks in person, getting hugs, and just being around more people again. Happy New Year.
Hello, this is Dolores Hirschman calling from Massachusetts, and I'm celebrating time with family in 2020, time for reflection, redesign. And what am I looking forward to 2021? Oh, boy. I'm looking forward to expansion in all levels of my life, personal and professional, and of as a community. Expansion based on the lessons we learned in 2020. Have a great and happy new year, everybody.
Hi, this is Matt Coleman from Colorado. In 2020, I am most grateful for finding my true love, first and foremost, and also just for the gift of having my business be completely radically changed and being open to changing with it and to step into really new big opportunities. And it's scary stuff, but really great and exciting. In 2021, I'm most looking forward to just continuing to growing a relationship and building a family and new business, and it's going to be so much better. All right, Happy New Year, everybody.
Hi there. I'm calling in for the New Year's episode on gratitude, which is absolutely one of my most favorite things in the whole wide world. My name is Barb Klein, and I am calling in from Western New York, the Finger Lakes area near Rochester. And what I'm most grateful for from 2020 is the opportunity to see more clearly the things that really matter in life, to find new ways to be creative and to connect with people, and to release worry that might have held me back in the past, because it's clear that life is short and precious and this is the time to go for it. What I'm most looking forward to in 2021 is exactly that, just continuing to see what arrives and what inspires me, carries me forward, and what magic might unfold. Thanks for asking the question. Look forward to hearing the show.
Hi, I'm Tessa. I'm 11, and this year I'm grateful for my family and my mommy, and I'm looking forward to seeing my friends in 2021.
Hello, and happy holidays to everyone. My name is Linda, and I'm from Forest Park. I am grateful that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and we have a vaccine to begin saving lives and finally combating COVID-19 worldwide. So I'm very grateful for this. And in 2021, I'm most looking forward to hopefully being able to see and hug family and friends as our lives slowly begin to get back to some sense of normalcy. So many blessings to each and every one of you. Peace on earth and Merry Christmas.
Hi, my name is Patrick. I am 10 years old, and I am grateful for that. I mean, I am grateful that COVID-19 is ending. And what I'm looking forward to next year is being able to go to the pool and other places without having to wear masks and socially distancing and not having COVID-19. Bye!
Hi, Heather. This is Rebecca Qualiato from Oak Park, Illinois, and I am so grateful for my family and the health and support that they have given this year. And one other thing I'm thankful for is the community support and coming together to support
local businesses and those in need during this difficult time in 2020. And in 2021, I am most looking forward to growth and expansion for my business, and continuing the love and support that my family has given each other and continuing to support those in our community. Thank you.
So thankful for family. We've been healthy. Nobody had the COVID-19. That was a good thing. 2020 has been a rough year. Looking forward to 2021. I just want to wish everybody a happy new year, and everybody can stay healthy and we can get back to normal. My name is Jerry Vickery, and I'm from Marshall, Illinois, and God bless everybody.
Hey, love the show. It's Lisa David Olson from beautiful Minnesota, and I'm grateful in 2020 for learning how to pause, slowing it down and accepting it, looking forward into 2021 to keep sharing humor, connecting through laughter, and more writing. All right. Thanks so much. Keep up the awesome work.
Hi, my name is Olivia. I'm a sophomore in high school. This year, I'm most grateful for my access to the internet and my ability to work from home, because not everyone has that. And next year, I'm looking forward to hopefully being able to go back to school.
Hi, this is Mary Ann.
And this is Sawyer.
And in 2020, we are thankful for all the time that we got to spend together. And what we're looking forward to in 2021 is more family game nights and more baking together and just enjoying each other's company, because sometimes we forget about that. Right, Sawyer?
Yes.
Bye.
This is Eddie Babbage calling from Brooklyn, New York. And I love the gratitude here, because I feel like it's easy to bash 2020. And I just want to say I'm grateful for this year. I'm grateful for every single second of this year, the challenges, the blessings, the love, and everything in between. And I am also very excited about what lies ahead in 2021, the changes that our country has gone through, and the changes that I think our whole world is going through. I look forward to seeing the light fully realized at the end of this COVID tunnel.
Hey there, my name is Chantel Cox. I am calling from Wichita, Kansas. And looking back on 2020, I am most grateful for the opportunity to focus on my personal growth and development. You know, when the whole world shut down, basically, and then it just slowed down after that, too, I was able to remove that barrier and start things that I'd always just claimed I was too busy to do. So I started a podcast. I finished a very intense coaching certification program. I just really went after some big goals that I always made the excuse of time to not start. And so when I look ahead at 2021, I am most looking forward to seeing where these new learnings and opportunities lead me. So far, they really opened many doors that I didn't even know existed. So I think it's going to be a fantabulous year. Happy New Year.
Hello. This is Gibby Jasper from cold and snowy at the moment, Massachusetts. Excited to be back on the show. 2020, I am most grateful for giving me the opportunity to really see that my day job was sucking me dry and I hated it. And when it sort of dried up because of the pandemic, I was able to really notice that. So I'm very grateful for that, because it gave me the opportunity to focus in on my podcast, which really lights me up, and to do stuff that I really want to do. So that was huge. So thank you, 2020, for that. And 2021, I'm looking so much forward to continue doing things that I really enjoy and that I love and that help other people and that light me up instead of shut me down inside. So that's what I'm looking forward for 2021. I can't wait. Happy holidays, everybody.
Hi, this is Rachel. I'm calling from Berwyn, Illinois, and I am calling to share what I'm so grateful for this year, and that is morning snuggle time. So This year I became a self-employed and my own business owner, and that has meant that I am now in charge of my mornings, and I get to spend my mornings snuggled up with my 2-year-old and occasionally also my 7-year-old. And we have these wonderful morning snuggle times, and I'm not feeling rushed to get out of the house and get to a job where I'm working for someone else because I'm in control of my own schedule. That has been a game changer for me. It's been truly life-changing. And what I'm looking forward to in 2021 is more of those amazing small moments that continue to point me in the path that helps me to know that I'm on the right path for myself.
Hi, this is Jennifer George, following directions that I should call in from Oak Park to say what I'm grateful for. What I'm most grateful for is the ability to breathe. Given all that we've been through in 2020, being able to take a deep breath is something that should not be taken for granted, really, truly ever, but especially in this past year where people's breath were taken away for so many reasons that were not necessary. So what I'm most grateful for is my ability to breathe and hopefully to be able to protect and provide that for others. What I'm looking forward to most in 2021 is the opportunity to hug those that are outside of my immediate household family, to be able to hug my parents, to be able to hug my friends. That's the beginnings. That's a small one and continued health. So, Heather, thanks for all you do. Thanks for reminding us that we really do need to stop and think about what we're grateful for each and every day. And I'm grateful for you.
This is Boomer from Chicago. What I'm grateful for is the opportunity to witness how the mother of my 2 daughters comforts them both physically and emotionally in completely different ways, through either very soft, gentle, quiet touch or through playful wrestling, through arguing in order to show how that's resolved peacefully and with love in order to come to an understanding, and as a sounding board to hear, you know, my daughter verbally just spew words for 45 minutes to get it out of her head. It's been wonderful to see how they connect that way, which hadn't happened before. And I'm looking forward to continuing the deepening connection with my family, my immediate family. I've come to realize that that is the most important thing in my life. So looking forward to that. Thanks.
Hi, Heather. So this is Denise. I am here in Chicago. And in 2020, it was a year to restart and reevaluate what I'm doing. So I bought a boat. I am preparing mentally to retire in 22. And I just bought a sewing machine. I'm learning to sew. So it's been a year of learning new things and prepping for the future. And so 2021 is going to be continuing on the new ventures that I've got, sailing all around the Great Lakes and prepping for heading out to the Atlantic in 2022. Have a great holiday, and we'll talk to you again.
Hi, my name is Sabrina. I live in Boston, and I write the show notes for the Brave Files. I have a lot to be grateful for this year, so bear with me. I'm grateful for my parents who've given me the grace and space to grow during this transition period in my life. I'm grateful for my little sister who brings me light and levity. I'm grateful for my chosen family, Walker, Jamie, and Hannah, who I'd be completely unmoored without. I'm grateful for Animal Crossing for giving me something to talk about with my little cousin, Ryan. And finally, I'm grateful for Team Brave for giving me consistency and making me feel trusted and respected. And next year, I can't wait to get the vaccine so I can feel safe visiting my grandmother in her assisted living home. I don't know when that'll be, probably later, but I don't even care. I really look forward to that. So happy holidays, everybody.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth, and I live in Logan, Utah. And what I'm most grateful for from 2020 is, even though it was a year of challenges and we decided to move and everything, is that our move, as challenging as it was, brought us into a school district that has great resources for my son, who is autistic, and my other son, who has some learning challenges, and it has been such a good and beneficial move for them. I'm also grateful for the fact that the house that we purchased has mature fruit trees and raspberries and big garden spot, and so what I'm looking forward to in 2021 is learning how to get a whole bunch of fun produce from those resources that are already here in my backyard. I'm also looking forward to growing my virtual executive assistant business and just learning and growing every day and enjoying the beautiful mountains that surround the valley that I get to live in. So there you go. That's what I'm grateful for, and I'm really excited for this new year.
Hi, this is Randy from Nebraska. You know me as a podcaster. I am this year, well, it is 2020, and I am grateful that my wife is moving forward with getting her business going. I'm very grateful that both my parents are still alive and that they have conquered COVID. And I am really grateful that I'm part of a podcast network now, and I am having the support I need to increase my podcasts and to increase my listens. So that's it. I'm very grateful, even though it is 2020, I'm also very grateful to actually have a job. So thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Hi, I am responding to your podcast focused on gratitude. My name is Rachel Shear. I live in Sarasota, Florida, and I'm most grateful that I was laid off from my job this year because of COVID, which gave me the opportunity to start my own business on relationship coaching, and I also had time to write a new book on dating. So I'm very grateful for 2020 because of that, and I'm most looking forward to 2021 because my book is launching on February 2nd. It's called Date to Find Your Soulmate. It will be available on Amazon, and I'm very excited about that. So thank you for doing this, and there's a lot to be grateful for. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Scott, and I'm 7, and I'm grateful for this year, Sasha and Chandler, new puppy weppies, and mommy, and I'm looking forward to Christmas in 2021. Happy New Year.
My name is Christy Osborne. I'm from Mammoth Lakes, California. And before I can share what I'm most grateful for, I have to share that I lost my mom this April, and it was really hard because it was COVID, and I don't have to belabor that point. But what it did was it opened up this new relationship that I have with my dad. I started calling him every day, twice a day at first, and now just once a day, but we are best friends. We talk about everything. We get along. We talk about food. We talk about hiking. We talk about politics, and it is wonderful, and I am just so grateful that I was able to realize that life is short and we don't have our loved ones around with us forever. And I really buckled down and got serious about having a better relationship with my dad, my parents, and I'm so, so grateful for it. And what I'm most looking forward to in 2021 is actually seeing him again, because I miss him so much, even though I talk to him every single day.
Wow. Honestly, listening to everyone's gratitude messages always fills me with so much joy and happiness and hope. And I truly hope that it does the same thing for you. I hope that if you do not already have a regular gratitude practice, that you invite one into your life and into your family, even into your business right now, because there is no more incredible way to increase overall joy, happiness, and well-being than to find gratitude every single day. Before I leave you, I'd like to close out with a quote from Winnie the Pooh. Always remember, you're braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a listener of the Brave Files podcast. I wish you a beautiful new year. This is Heather Vickery reminding you today and every day to go out and choose bravely.